Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
And today, Bob, is Waffle Day. We love an unofficial day here, don't we?
We love an unofficial day. Also love a waffle. Any good waffle experiences for you?
It's funny. I love waffles. The Remark Club do a good waffle, actually, experience, or at least they used to. All the bad waffle experiences stick in my brain. Surprisingly, the UK does not do good waffles.
I wouldn't have thought. Yeah. I wouldn't have gone to the UK for fine dining anyway.
Well, no, that's true. But, you know, we tried it out and it wasn't great.
Fair enough. But Brooke, yeah. I don't know if you remember, there's the Simpsons episode where Homer makes his patented space age out of this world moon waffles.
Caramels. Waffle batter. Liquid smoke.
Ooh, waffle runoff.
I've actually made them.
With the liquid smoke included?
Liquid smoke, it was the hardest ingredient to get a hold of. Pretty good. The issue was finding caramels that weren't like chocolate coated and actually just the caramel.
Oh, okay.
And it's an issue of, you know, if there's any chocolate on it, that's just going to burn. The caramel can get too sort of hot and whatever. But it's really the butter and the liquid smoke that really make it pop.
Mmm. Interesting. Not sure if I would be a fan, but hey. To each their own. In honour of Waffle Day, though, today, we've already done a bit of foodie stuff this morning. We've been eating Cocoa Pops. I still have a bowl here next to me. But let's embrace the waffle. Let's waffle on a bit, Bob.
Let's waffle on. Yeah, what should I waffle on about?
Well, I figure we'll both give each other a topic around the idea of waffles. You have 30 seconds and you just waffle on for as long as you can about waffles, pretty much.
Yeah, sounds good. What do you want to hear?
Maple syrup. That's my first thing I think of when I go about waffles. All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Maple syrup. What is it? Comes from a tree. I reckon it comes from Canada. I don't like the fake stuff. I don't drink a lot of maple syrup, but occasionally you can put it in like a salad dressing. Maybe you actually will make pancakes of a morning or some waffles. But the fake stuff is just really nasty. It's a real chemical vibe to it. It's a bit too thick as well. Maple syrup's got a real nice glistening sheen to it. It just smooths and runs in your fingers. Don't mind a bit of maple syrup, but I don't often reach for it. Brooke, how long am I going for? I'm just going to call it.
It's nearly done.
I've got to get 10 more seconds on waffles.
30 seconds. There you go. No, you're done.
Oh, great.
You're done.
There we go.
Till the end of the timer. There you go. Not bad. It was all right. You did keg out at the end there a little bit.
Well, yes.
You got to commit to the waffles.
That's fair enough.
Waffling waffles.
Ooh. It's the radio in me. It's all about brevity. Get to the point. Brooke, why don't you waffle on for a bit? Tell me about all the great things you can do with eggs.
With eggs? All right. I can do eggs. I'm a chicken person. I can do that. Now, I'm not a big fan of eggs myself on their own, but they are obviously a key ingredient to some many, many amazing dishes. You've got cakes, you've got cupcakes, you've got muffins. You can boil them, poach them, scramble them, fry them. Scrambled eggs are great, and then you add to eggs. And that is the key thing I feel about eggs, is that you can add anything to them or add them to anything. Eggs Benedict, one of my favourite go-tos, like I said, really amazing. Also love a good cake. Chocolate is good. In my scrambled eggs, I often put herbs, I'll put milk, I'll put butter, cheese, just really do it. And now the end of the time is freaking me out. There we go.
You smashed it.
That's all right.
Best in the business.
Look, I have things to say about eggs, apparently.
Or you just don't know how to censor yourself and rein it in.
That might be it. Hey, Riverlander, go out and celebrate Waffle Day today, whether it be that you talk for a very long time about a specific topic or just eat a waffle.
Bore a co-worker in the office today.